Blog Talk Radio.
It is the host. It is your host. I'm Hurricane the Poet. This is the Worldwide Reaction We Matter podcast. And we up in here. We got a show today. And we got an interview coming up from Elise Rankins. Coach of athletes, phenomenal person we're going to speak to. So we're going to get it in, y'all. It's Hurricane the Poet on the Worldwide We Matter Reaction Podcast. For the mamas, and we do it for the babies. We do it for the daddies, the ifs, and we do it for the maybes. This is why we do this. Now, somehow we found out we kin the stars. Colonated all this down here, now they trying to colonate Mars. So catch us doing it for Yemiya. Catch us going for Oshun. Catch you doing it for the guy Gil Scott Heron. Had us all in the bottle when the cow jumped over the moon. So you gotta know. You gotta know why. This is why we do this. Always been on time and never been too soon. Gordon Parks pitched the wicker and the broom in the time trying to bring attention to the lynching at noon. So we African with our comeback. Indigenous with our boom back. Known to your stack. And getting to it like a sugar shack. Baby Gunny West Oakland where a world brother paid for a Mac. And still, in fact, economics we lack. One community continuously economically derailed and kept off the track. So go ahead, run me my reparations back. 7,400 plus 7, 5,520 plus 2, 10,10 plus you running me mines in cash. Nuh-uh, no credit for you. 74 million for the start of our bounce back. 44 million for the lie about us bond over on ships. Check the paper trail with paper chips. Insurance companies quote value. Slaves was paid. This is Worldwide Reaction Podcast. My host, Hurricane the Poet. We got an interview coming up. We are in here today, and we got some good music and some good vibes. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 323-642-1569. Once again, the call-in number is 323-642-1569. All righty, y'all. It is the Worldwide Reaction Podcast. We matter, y'all. We do matter. Things, I'm trying to get some stuff ready for y'all. Y'all just bear with me. We're going to have a wonderful show. Got some guests, got some call-ins. We got some people wanting to say some things. So we're going to make sure it gets heard, y'all. Y'all ready with me? Because I am ready with you. All right. The Worldwide Reaction Podcast. And we matter.
Come on. Yeah, bust the vibe. Janet Jackson, get me go one time. Baby, just tell me just how you feel. We living it and just giving it to you real. Baby, come on. Every time we crossing the borderline, we giving it to you, making you feel fine. Turn the heat up. Better believe we gon' shine. Make your body wine. Baby, the pleasure is all mine. To my people, we regulating the dance floor. Better step to your business and handle yours. How we do it? Make it your people just wanna bounce and get busy because you know that we always hit your own. What you say? You're wondering why you feeling the force. And don't you worry, cause you'll be ready to flow. Smoking, cause I always put you on. And go to spots at the very second I'm gone. Catch a groove on. Now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooping because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing, and you know we're gonna. We're gonna make your body wet. While I deliver the shit that hit you right in your liver. Sound scanning, we never losing, you hanging. I'm always doing my thing and my music always be banging. So check it, you know we be always moving the crowd. Type of feeling that make you wanna go play it loud. What up, let's hang, baby, come and hit you. You best believe you said you gon' get you. I know whatever you wanna flaunt. So we be whipping the babies and what you want, here we go. Taking the picture, we keep it hot in the wind. And I bring up my people, you know I'm always with you. Flip mode, we blowing and taking over the planet. Full blast, hitting the bus around and Janet. And you know we're gonna gonna make your body wet. Yeah. Gonna make your body scream out. Yeah, yeah. Make you think of all these things. Gonna be on you. What it's gonna be. Yeah. Gonna make your body wet. Ha ha. Gonna make your body scream out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna make your body scream. Make your halfway scream. We're gonna make your body feel wet. We're gonna make your body stay there. I wanna know where my road dogs is at. I wanna know where my live women is at. We're gonna make your body feel wet. We're gonna make your body stay there. Everybody raise your hand real high. And let me see you all put them up in the sky. Come on, making my niggas to say, word up, and making you women to say, baby, come on, bringing it to you in many ways. We making it, taking you people right to another phase. Come on, we rocking it, baby. Then I be dropping it, baby. There ain't no stopping it, baby. I know we driving you crazy, and we making it the greatest of all time. No matter what you do, baby, we gon' shine, and you know we're gonna. What it's gonna be?
on the line. Hello, how are you?
Well, how are you?
I am doing really good. Let me see if I can turn you up a little bit.
Okay.
Make sure I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Is this Elise Rinkin?
This is she.
Am I pronouncing your name right, dear?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So tell me a little bit about coaching, athletes. Tell me a little bit about 15 years in the industry. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you come from, and what brought you here.
So I am originally from Newport News, Virginia. We produce athletes in Virginia, right? Like, you're great. So Michael Vick and Allen Iverson and so many other individuals. And so we're known for that. So growing up, you see a lot of football and basketball, but in our direct area, we don't have professional sports teams. And so I've always had a desire just for, in general, like, nothing else really makes sense to me. I have some friends that do really great things, but I'm like, but what is marketing, right? Like, or
right,
what
right.
is this or what is that? It was always sports that moved me, but not even so much the sports, but it was the athletes and the coaches and the amount of time and their lives that they poured into these things. So from a very young age, I knew that I wanted to be connected to sports, not so much for a job, but I knew that that was my calling, right? To be aligned with athletes and coaches, to remind them that they're more than just a number, that they're more than just what you see, like, on the field. So when I went to pursue my undergraduate degree, I majored in professional sports management. Got a lot of great experience being able to travel with the sports team. So I did some things with sports information. I did, like, academic advising. And then from there, took it even further. So I spent some time working with NASCAR customer hosting. So I got to see different sports, because I think oftentimes in our communities, all you see is football and basketball, because that's where our athletes are. We really haven't crossed the barrier too heavy when it comes to some other things like lacrosse and even soccer. For, you know, like, you have a lot of people that go overseas to play. So being exposed to those things, because I went to Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I chose that school for the city. The school had a great experience, but I knew that if I was in Charlotte, I'd be exposed to NASCAR, to sports agencies, to sports marketing companies, to basketball, football, but also they had, like, a minor league baseball team. So just, I wanted the greater exposure of that, just to get, like, my bearings of exactly what it is that I wanted to do. But no matter how much I did, I had such a connection just to these players. So seeing athletes get hurt and trying to figure out their next step in life, or seeing them, you know, have a great 4 years, but you didn't get drafted. So what do you do next? And so I went on to pursue my master's in sports leadership with the ultimate goal of being, like, a GM. But as I've continued on, I think, you know, I was called to life coaching with athletes and coaches, because impacting someone's life to me is so much greater than the bottom dollar.
Right.
So I spent some time at Old Dominion University, where I actually opened their football program in 2007. They hadn't had a football program in the history of the school, and so I helped build that first program, worked with them for a couple years. And then I kind of switched gears a little bit, because I wanted to know everything that I could about the industry. So I got back into event management, because when I was heavy in the sports, I spent a lot of time working, like, tournaments. So your Nike EYBLs and your CIAA tournaments, things of that nature. So you have the logistic experience, but I also wanted, like, building management experience, because if I ever were to become a GM, I wanted to be the kind of leader that literally knew about every department, right? So that's pretty hard sometimes when you have a job and you have a boss that, like, might say something, but they have no clue what you do. But I wanted to be the person that was well-rounded. But lo and behold, even in that role, that connected me to do other things, like Coach Mike Tomlin with the Pittsburgh Steelers is from our area as well, and he has the Hampton Roads Youth Foundation. And so he puts that event on every summer, And I was able to connect and work with that. You wouldn't think that that would happen, you know, in the events industry, but everything is truly connected. So with all of that, again, it was great getting that experience, but I was still just drawn back to just athletes and working with them on their purpose. And so eventually that led me to Atlanta, where I am now. I'm the director of events and group sales at the College Football Hall of Fame. And so I help to curate shows like the College Football Award Show that happens every December, the SEC Media Days, things of that nature.
Well, let me ask you this. What goes into or what difficulty did you have starting the program at Old Dominion?
Well, a lot, right? So, like, every state has, like, their school. And so for us, Virginia Tech is a dominant football program. So what can I tell you to come here when Virginia Tech has shown over the years that they are great, right? Like, who wouldn't want to go be with Frank Beamer? That man is amazing. Like, he's a father figure. He has character and integrity. He knows exactly what it is that he's doing, and he's shown you that, and like year after year for decades. So you can't compete with that. So that is difficult, but I think for starting the program, you just have to be honest, right? Like, do you have a facility? Nope. We got this virtual tour that's going to show you what we want it to look like. You know, do we have the history there? No, but the truth of the matter is you can come here and be a part of history. You know, you can come here and give it a try because that's what we're all doing. And, you know, it's been great to see a lot of the coaches on the original staff go on to do some really big things because they started there, and the same thing for the players. But it was hard to not have anything to refer to, but we could refer to the coaches' characters that came to the program. We had some really big names like Chip West, who had just won a national championship with James Madison. We had Coach Zon Burden, who he was fresh in the game, but he's one of the top recruiters in the state of Virginia. NFL has had eyes on him for a while, and now he just signed on to Maryland. So, like, it became more about the connections and relationships with the people. And the Tidewater area produces a lot of athletes, and so it did help in the sense that instead of having to travel 5 or 6 hours to see your kid, you could travel 10 or 15 minutes down the road. So though we had some hurdles, we did have some, like, natural things that would help incentivize coming to at least try ODU out. And if you decided to transfer, cool, you at least tried it.
Can you tell us what goes into curating the football show that you were speaking on?
Your life. it's a lot. You have to take into consideration all the things, right? Like, there's some things that you can't change. If our building is built a certain way, that's just how it's built. But what can we do to make this look completely different, you know? And for our building, we do have some unique things about us because we're also a museum during the day. So that means shutting down, you know, the museum for a couple of days, which might eliminate public access. But we're about to produce a show that, you know, we have millions of viewers. So a lot of logistics, a lot of meetings, and knowing your stuff, right? Like, things about, like, power and where the power is pulled from and how much you need, and getting times for people arranged to get in the loading dock and when things can get dropped off and picked up, and then getting street closures because you have to bring in big rigs that can't fit the loading dock, so they need to load in through the front of the building. All of the things that people bypass every single day, we have to take into consideration, right? Like, you know, the lighting is important, so we have to do certain things at certain times because you need natural light for this and, like, artificial light for that. So it truly is a very intricate process. And even when it comes to sponsors, right? So when you're putting things up, we need to make sure that this sponsor's name is shown on this, or this sponsor's name actually isn't shown on that. It's getting the talent there and making sure they're on time and hoping that they get on stage and say the right things, or, you know, like making sure this isn't a trip hazard or you just got a call. So, like, we couldn't do it in 2020 because of COVID, but the year before we did it, and Coach Oregon from LSU was going to be there, and we got a call literally like 10 minutes before the show started, like, hey, his family's here to surprise him. They don't know that he's in town. Can we, how can we, like, get his sons out here to, like, greet him? So, you know, sneaking his family through the back and making those kinds of
arrangements,
right?
That's nice.
Right?
That's nice.
Like,
that's nice touch.
There's certain coaches that have earned it. They don't ride the bus. They come in via helicopter. So we have to make sure that the helicopter pad across the street at that hotel is available so that coach can get in and get out, right? So it's everything that literally you would never think that would go into these shows that has to go into them to make them successful.
You sound really on point on the details. You sound really into every production you are. Are you the same way with the athletes in their lives?
100%. Probably more, you know, because that's purpose. So I think everything you should do well, and you should walk in excellence. But when you're guiding someone's life, you have to be just as strategic.
Okay.
And people want to know that they can trust you, and they want to know that you know what you're talking about. And so if I spend 12 hours at work, well, if it takes me to, like, stay up till 1 or 2 in the morning to talk someone through an issue or a problem, I'm going to do the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because where you end up tomorrow is a lot more to me than making this company $1 million or $2 million or what have you. Don't get me wrong. I think I'm very talented at what I do, and I thank God for that. But someone's life, to me, is so much more important than the bottom dollar. So you have to be extremely organized and strategic, and also make sure you're living a life that mirrors the things that you put out.
Very good. Very good. I want to talk a little bit about Convention Center. I also want to talk about what you learned going overseas. How is it different from the programs that are here?
Sure. So the Convention Center is, that was a nice time in my life, you know, a good chapter that I would want to go back to, in the sense that they never close, right? I mean, unfortunately, they've taken a major hit right now just because people aren't doing shows and things of that nature, but those are the places, I think, in your career where you truly have to make choices, and it can be tough because there's not a lot of work-life balance. There's a lot that you learn from it, like character building and skill. And so it's definitely like a seasonal thing. But you learn to manage many projects at one time. You learn to see what your skill set is. You learn to be great, right? Like, sometimes I had to work really early in the morning. Sometimes I had to work really late at night. Sometimes I had to do both. There were a lot of times you're working 7, 8, 9 days in a row because these show producers really don't care about your personal life. They've got a show to put on because they're trying to make money, and then, you know, your bosses want you to keep the money coming in. So it's a lot, but you learn a good language. You learn business tactics, and you're just put in an environment where you see a lot of things, right? I did secret events for Congress sometimes.
Okay.
To children's shows, right? So, like, there was a wide range of things that I was able to touch being in that environment.
Is that part of the Nike Elite Youth? Is that part of the Nike Elite Youth Basketball League? Is that something involved with?
Yeah, when I was there, towards the end of my tenure, every year there's an amazing man named Boo Williams who's very popular back home and is popular actually across the country in basketball, very respected. And so with Nike EYBL, there are only so many tournaments across the country in the summer, right? So I think it's like 12 stops or whatever. And so Hampton, Virginia is always a stop. But in concordance with the EYBL tournament, they actually added an AAU component to that. So you literally have thousands of kids that come to the area. Well, Williams has an amazing sportsplex And I think it's like maybe 10 courts, but with all of those kids, you can't fit them in just those 10 courts to get a tournament done over the weekend. So for the first time, they wanted to try something different, and we were able to curate having the tournament ran at the Sportsplex and in the convention center. So we had to work with some companies to bring in basketball courts and actually build them on the convention floor. So that took like a lot of just strategic steps, right? Because you had to make sure you measure things a certain distance from the door, because you can't violate fire codes, but the courts still have to be a certain size, right? And like make sure the courts are certain pieces where they don't like split in half when kids are running up and down them. So we were able to host 12 games at a time over a 3-day period. It was an amazing thing to see. And so Nike UIBL typically is the first stop for college coaches when recruiting season begins. And so it's every like April. Of course, like the last year has kind of messed that up, but it's a great experience. A lot of exposure, but definitely a lot of.
Hey, forgive me. I was typing. I'm trying to send out a link. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to do this. What, why is this your passion? Why do you care so much about the lives that you touch?
That's a good question. You know, I think some things truly are just a God-given gift, right? Like, because if you don't know anything else, you know you're born and you die, but what happens in between is extremely important. And so when I came to Atlanta 2 years ago, I knew that it was more than a job. I didn't know what it would be, but I knew that there was like something else here that God had for me. And so I think 2020 has probably been one of the best years of my life. Granted, you know, there's a pandemic and things are going on, but it opened the door to do some other things. So this past summer when we were faced with a choice, right? Like you either do something or you do nothing. Business is extremely slow, which on one accord, that's bad for numbers and money, but it opened a door for myself, two of my really good friends who are my coworkers, but friends outside of work, and my significant other to reach back and give to the community. We built what's called the Coaches Collective, and we work with high school coaches and athletes in the area, like from everything from job shadowing opportunities to motivational speeches to meeting basic needs. Are you hungry? Well, here's a pizza, right? Like, do you need someone to talk to? We're here. For the coaches, like, let's talk about you and brand building, and let's talk about LinkedIn. Let's talk about what needs your program has. How can we help you to meet those needs? So Sarah Levy, Vaughn Barber, and Gerard Reese, like that's just our goal. And that's what we dedicated our time to give back to the same people that give for us, right? Like Atlanta's huge for recruiting, especially like football players, but are they whole people, right? Like, what are the things that might be bothering them, and how can we show them like that you can overcome the challenges that come your way? And for coaches, how can we support you? Because as we talk to coaches, you know, and they express like, hey, I love what I do, but sometimes it's difficult because parents expect us to be parents too, right? Like, and sometimes the schools don't have the money, so we're doing a lot out of our own pocket. And even as I'm talking to you now, like I'm sitting with Sarah and we are redoing a high school weight room. So we're painting in here and doing some remodeling, and we have some others that have been helping us, but we truly just want these kids to know that they're cared about, not just on a recruiting level, like not just coaches coming to see on the sidelines, okay, well, he ran 50 yards today, or he did this, or he did that, but again, off the field, that they are someone that people do care about them, and that there's more to life than just sport. Not saying that sports can't provide a good life for you, but you are someone outside of Friday Night Lights.
Well, this is my passion, and I would like to know, is there a way that we can donate to the Coaches Collective, any of the things that you have mentioned?
Absolutely. We are building our internet presence. So we're on Instagram and Twitter, or Twitter coaches_collect. And so you can follow us there. We also have been in talks. We can't talk about it much, but we've got some sponsors that have reached out to us that want to help out. And so we definitely are accepting donations, because right now we're doing all of this out of our own pockets. And so we have an EIN number that, you know, we can get out to people. We can be reached via email at thecoachescollective@gmail.com. And then
okay, so let me reiterate, thecoachescollective@gmail.com, but the website is coaches collect, correct?
Our website isn't completely finished yet, but we are on social media. So if you want to find us on Instagram or Twitter, yep, Instagram or Twitter to see our current projects. It's coaches_collect.
Coaches_collect at Instagram.
Yep, and same thing on Twitter.
The same thing on Twitter. And for the email, it's coachescollective@gmail.com, correct?
Yep, thecoachescollective@gmail.com.
Okay. And you all said
Go ahead. No, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I cut you off. Go ahead. You are the guest. You are the guest. Did not mean to step on your toes during such a good tangle.
It's the show. We can also be reached on Cash App as well, Coaches Collective. So $Coaches Collective. And we have an EIN number. So if people or the organization would like to donate and for tax purposes, we have that available as well. And we're just very out and vivid with the things that we are doing in our community.
Tell us a little bit about the collective. Tell us a little bit about the significant other. Tell us a little bit about the team that helped you achieve and live in your purpose.
Sure. So, you know, the Coaches Collective definitely came from a place of not pain, but opportunity, right? So it was a chance to truly step up and make a difference, because you're watching all of these things take place. We're watching these things take place at our jobs and conversations that are being had there, and you start to see just the truth of the matter. The four of us are just not the type to sit idle. You know, like, if we can do something, we're going to do it, and we're going to do our best to make it happen. And God, let us know, like, what do we do? How do we make this work? And we have met some of the best people through these coaches and these kids. And that truly, you know, I think I can speak for all of us, gives just the passion and the desire to keep going, because life gets hard and things get hard and work gets hard. And so to be able to have something else and other people to pour into, it helps to take your eyes off of yourself. And so my significant other is actually born and raised from Atlanta. He's a businessman around town, and so he works with youth, and he's a representation of what you can be and what can happen if you just do it. And being able to come back and speak at high schools that he played against when he was in school, or a school that, like, he actually went to, God bless you, to be able to reflect for him, right? Like, now being on the other side. And so it's important in every part of your life that you connect with people that align with your purpose, right? So, when I moved to Atlanta, I didn't know anybody. Like, I was by myself, but I just trusted God that it would be more for me here, and there has been. But the people that he's put in my life, that's who I need, and I hope the same thing for them, right? Like, bringing out the best in each other, and just like iron sharpens iron, and making sure that we're all doing our part so that everyone can live and walk in their purpose. And, you know, the Coaches Collective is extremely valuable to me, but even the people that I'm working with, they have some other projects in their life. Well, like, well, how can I help you, right? Like, what else can I do to be supportive to you and your cause and your calling? So, you know, our bottom line desire is to reach and touch as many lives as possible. And we had a chance to work with over 1,500 students within 3 months this past fall. And that was great, but it was also a thing to see these coaches sit there and say to us at times, like, we just told them that before y'all got here, right? So, like, when my friend would speak, the coach would be like, I've been telling these guys that, you know, forever, and then you pull up and you don't know us from Adam, and you say the same thing. That encourages the coaches because they want to give up too, mm-hmm. you know, like, they have families, mm-hmm. they have other responsibilities, and I'm out here with somebody else's kid. Nah, sometimes, you know, I can only imagine how they feel. So our purpose as the collective is to let coaches know, like, listen, you're inspiring these kids, and we're here to support you in whatever it is.
Right.
And so we're working on giving out scholarships to students as well. You don't have to go to a four-year college, right? If a trade school is good for you, cool. How can we help you with that? You want to go be a barber? Absolutely. You know, we want to help put a couple dollars in your book so that that can take your mind off of that stress or whatever, but letting people know mm-hmm. that you can succeed in whatever path you decide to take in life.
Okay, do us a favor, go through all of your social medias again, go to Cash App, make sure that we can get you donations to continue to live in your purpose and do the work that you are doing.
Thank you. Social media again is coaches_collect, and the Cash App is $Coaches Collective. And if you have any questions or you want to reach out, you can reach us at thecoachescollective@gmail.com.
If there, you've been a confirmation for me today. I hope it's been a confirmation to those listening. Is there anything on your heart you want somebody to take away from this interview or for hearing you or anything that you want?
Absolutely. I think first and foremost is to trust God, right? Like, there are some things even in my life right now that I don't understand. They kind of suck. But what I've learned is that you put one foot in front of the other and God does the rest. And literally every time we go to, like, work on a project or do something or visit one of these schools or see some of these kids, my phone rings and it's someone wanting to, like, sponsor, or it's a confirmation about something else, or we get there and the day might have been trash, but just to be in this environment, working in your purpose, truly mm-hmm. changes your whole mood. And so everything isn't going to happen overnight. Like, all things are not going to happen at one time, but you got to push. And if you don't do it, who else will, right? You get one life, you get one shot, figure it out. Like, try, seek help. Like, I'm not with these quick schemes to get rich or whatever. Do the work. And I promise that not only will you have a tangible result, but being able to overcome those things and be inspired, you should be able to pass that on to someone else. And just keep your head in the game, right? Like, for instance, I don't have children. That's not my ministry. But if I'm here on this earth and I can do something to help someone else out, and right now this calling is with, because I usually work with professional and collegiate athletes, but right now in this season it's high school athletes, I can give that time, I can pour in that time, because what you sow, you get back, right? And so, like, I have mm-hmm. nieces and nephews that live in Virginia. Well, if I'm sowing into kids in Atlanta, I trust God that people are going to sow into my nieces and nephews in Virginia, right? So, like, sow the seeds of what you want to get back, and in time, it'll come.
That's what I'm talking about. You have been inspirational and a pleasure to talk to. Know the lives that you touch are truly enriched by your presence, and we thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much for your time.
You also. It's been the Worldwide Podcast. I'm Hurricane, the poet, your host. This is Elise Rankin. Y'all have a great day. We're going to play a little music, and we will get back to you. Thanks, Elise.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
To my unborn child. To my unborn child. In case I don't make it. Just remember
to my
daddy
unborn
loves
child.
To my unborn.
Now ever since my birth, I've been cursed since I'm born to wild. In case I never get to holler at my unborn child. Many things learned in prison. Blessed and still living. Trying to earn every penny that I'm getting. A reminiscence to the beginning of my mission. When I was conceived and came to be in this position. My mama was a panther loud. Single parent, but she growled. When she went to baby boy, ripped a growl. To school when I dropped out and left the house. Cause my mama say I'm good for nothing. So I'm out since I only got one life to live. God forgive me for my sins. Let me make it and I'll never steal again or deal again. My only friend is my misery. Wanting revenge for the agony they did to me. See, my life ain't promised, but it sure get better. Hope you understand my love better. To my unborn child. Places. Tell the world I've been guilty to being anxious. Ain't no way in hell that I could ever be a rapist. I'm starting to face this cold world on a good day. When we let the little kids in the hood play. I got shot 5 times, but I'm still breathing. Living proof there's a God if you need a reason. And I believe in my own faith. Will I raise my kids in the right or the wrong way? Hey mama, I'm a man now. I wanna make it on my own, not a handout. Make way for a world where prophesy. I wanna go and peace. When I gotta die, all these cold streets. Ain't no love, no mercy, and no friends. In case you never see my face again. To my unborn child. To my unborn child. To my unborn child. To my unborn child. Tell me what to say to my unborn seed. In case I pass away, but my child get to feel love. Or we all just cursed to be sheep thugs. Cause being black cursed. And even worse if you speak first. Living my life as an outlaw. What could be worse? Cause maybe if I tried to change, won't get number thugs till I die. I'm a ride, a man touch base. Eat lunch and flush places. Regular criminal awaits, it's a waste of. If there's a ghetto for true thugs, I'll see you there. And I'm sorry for not being there. Just know your daddy was a soldier. Me against the world, with the poison on my little girls. To the Lord, I'm eternal, rest in the peace. Take care of all my seeds to my unborn child. To my unborn child. You take care of all my seeds to my unborn child. To my unborn child. Let it go without me. In a seed that I might never get to see. Cause of this lifestyle.
Child, let's go on to PL, P Rock, and CL Smooth. Reminiscing.
I reminisce. Yeah. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back,
yeah.
22 years ago to keep it on track,
uh-huh.
The birth of a child on the 8th of October,
like
a toast,
that.
But my granddaddy came sober,
please.
Count all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose your host, the little black boy grows,
yeah.
18 years young.
younger than my mama. But I really got beaten to the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl. Let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Till he rolled down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. When I date back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now. That's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. For real.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. P to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better yet the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, no respect to when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Reaction, We Matter podcast. It's your host, it's your partner, it's your folks, it's your friend. It's Hurricane, y'all, and it is him, not me.
The Mechanics.
Slapping your body, you go down in a DM. Only your chosen few niggas I'm with. They got the PM tatted on them like BS. Drop season on the real niggas who don't gotta pop a pill. True ill nigga, I fuck with real killers. Bitch, get no feedback. Stripper nigga, I need that. Smoke it like a weed fat. Indeed, man, part of the game, not to be talking about. Like niggas talking out over the bitch, cause she talking now. I'm either all in or out, so I'm in there. Been there. Blowing ink around like your chair. Ball on a foul ain't shit, baby. Screaming, you don't give a fuck, and you know you care. Play ball on a foul ain't shit, baby. Screaming, you don't give a fuck, and you know you care. I'm so glad the Mac guy chose me.
About the dude. I'm the type to get a stack up out your boo and then slither raw. Hop in a boss, we in the loft, counting gigabytes. 100 bands, count it twice, gotta get it right. We been a right, no sight, a nigga face mask. Quiet down, nigga sounding like the gang tag. You ain't never seen 80 cash all 20. Get a bitch knocked off if I call Puny. Hey, where the rapper weed at? They got a smoking dookie. I was banging for a hop inside a stall of hookah. Saw the plug lock me in, nigga know it's Gucci. Beautiful weapon in, nigga know it's Nuki. He not me, so he hella boozy. He not me, so I knocked him for the boost. Can she hella boozy? He not me, so he hella boozy. Not me, so I knocked him for the boost. Can she hella boozy?
Not him, not him, not him, not him. I'm so glad the Mac chose me. Not him, not him, not him, not him. I'm so glad the Mac chose me. Not him, not him, not him, not him. I'm so glad the Mac guy chose me. I'm so glad the Mac guy chose me. Still rap on slap for you to knock this shit. Yeah, it's cracking when I'm there, I be rocking shit. Popping out the pistol, it's official if I got one. And when we come get on, you don't get off to the job done. Stay get cut, shoot or run. I be chilling with the moon, kicking with the sun. Ain't no two ways around the one. I'm so uno, baby. Like, I don't know what he be saying. Dude, go. Go for broke, go. Presser, the master, I got the mix. ODB, I love the Roy shit. Nigga, just a pinch, make your jaws clench. Hey, y'all, tense, nigga, the fence, fucking with the air. Up in California, yeah, area, I'm from the Bay. Hey, y'all, tense, nigga, the fence, fucking with the air. Up in California, yeah, area, I'm from the Bay. Not me, not me, not me, not me. So glad the Mac guy chose me. Not me, not me, not me, not me. I'm so glad the Mac guy chose me. I'm so glad the Mac guy chose me. I'm so glad the Mac guy chose me.
It's the Worldwide Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Hurricane the Poet, y'all. And it's me, and it's you. Me and my homies, y'all. Nate Dogg, Tupac. Get it in.
Me and my homies, low. You know we kick it like every day. Me and my homies, kick it like every day. In my room, and I don't have no one to talk to. I just pick up my phone and call some folks who know what I go through after I smoke a joint. Come on, to keep my temper low.
Without my fucking home.
Oh,
right, y'all. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. It's the Worldwide Reaction We Matter podcast. We up in here. We matter, y'all. I'm going to stay with y'all through the fire, all the way through the wire.
Yo, Chief, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hot? I spit it through the wire, man. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I'd gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Chitta. Shutdown, what's going on?
Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, the insure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just dip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace of the Illos back to wizard.
I do you console my mom,
or give her life support. Telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I used two life lines. In the same hospital with Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to this one right now. It's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut, like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, dog.
Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver 212. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. My dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burnt up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, sit my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I had a I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin. I said, dog, don't you realize I'm never making on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's the Worldwide Reaction Podcast, man. I'm your host, Hurricane Poet, y'all. I did a track. No, we're going to get it in, y'all. It's the Worldwide Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Hurricane the Poet, y'all. And it's a little bit too much going on. Sometimes the computer just shut up and get it to go doing stuff. I got to keep up with it. It is the Worldwide We Matter podcast. A little Rakim and a little Monte.
Oh. they label on us. Tax free, taking everything. If you got it, that's all profit. We supposed to be black, are you trying to kick some knowledge? Dropped out of high school, but had plans on going to college. Young nigga at home, train, I'll pull up, stop and pop it with the Glock in your spot, like a locksmith. Trying to angle my life, no geometry, I'm calculus. But I keep an AK-47 on Smith & Wesson. Just west through traffic, through different dimensions. Trying to live and survive and move different with the business. Not the cause, but the effect on what's happening. Bulletproof love, all we got, let's get it. Bulletproof love, all we got, let's get it.
With a kid, die young. We just trying to survive. In a hood with a bullet flag. We fight for our lives. And that's what we do. Accused by you. Standing on the truth. When a kid, die young.
From the mother, now the father's little brother. His life not expected to go further. Trying to stress to God, he bounced like rubber. Shaking the atmosphere, truth coming forth and lies begin to stutter. Revelation of the truth is being undercover. Wasn't about the skin color. Truth be told, you was created by the great, great mother. I hear your voice and I recognize the ratchet. The more energy I get, the darker my complexion. You remind me of nature to show me affection. Live from the earth, the most high creation. Seeds planted just for a form of procreation. God's following line at the earth demonstration. I knew I was gonna make it, I just had to have faith.
In the hood with a kid, die young. We just trying to survive. In the hood with a bullet flag.
Connected ones, your family,
huh?
To the sixth degree.
Wet it out.
Talk about how to have not feel.
Come on.
Talk about how we feel so for real.
That's it.
Talk about the ins and outs and how we work,
huh?
So come hard on. To deal.
In the hood with a kid, die young. We just trying to survive. In the hood with a bullet flag.
You feel love. I'm hoping you give love. I'm hoping you receive love. I'm hoping you share love. I'm hoping you be love. I'm hoping you with love. I'm hoping you next to love. I'm hoping you sending love, and I hope you making love. I hope you making love, and I hope you shaking love. I hope you in love, and I hope you is love. I hope you will love, and I hope you have love. I wish you some one love. It's Hurricane the Poet. Worldwide Reaction Podcast. And it's your partner, man.
This is the operator. I have a collect call from...
Hey, this is your partner, man.
...who is an inmate in a California state prison. To deny charges, hang up now. To accept charges, press 5 now.
take skinny bank. Well, now we play skinny bank, take back bank. That's because it ain't no work being offered, man.
No work being
they act like they ain't even thinking about us, man. I promise I swear to popo to my homie and the slammer. Getting bad, wish I had my cam camera. Made me mad. Vanilla performing like these. Surveillance binoculars hitting trees. Reliable sources copping keys. Oh, please. One for the life and two for death. Three damn strikes, no chances left. Let me tell you a little about me. Be 40 in the field, I say. We used to have to use sheets for curtains. Socks for wash towels. I was happy as hell when my cousin gave me his hand-me-down. This ain't no happy Shirley Temple stylistic crap. This here is serious, more realistic than Radio Shack. Observe as I strike a nerve. Reach out and touch my kind. Open up your photo album, man, and I bet you'll find folks that passed away, partners that been blacked away. I miss you. Spill some liquor, man. Who got some pitch? Everybody wanna shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Way I was raised, we had to knuckle up and throw them bangs. We got 'em up, and you know I had to chuck 'em swell. Cause if I ran home and didn't fight back, my mama beat that tail. Just received word from my folks upstate. They said they tryna take away our weight. And no more beef and pork, just with some books and fish. Walking laps around the yard with my Walkman bumping this. Now I'm about to get married, is it clever? Thought it was till I got the Dear John letter. Been down for 10 bucks and got an 8-year stay. And I just found out she had her baby yesterday. Ain't nobody finna see me yet, but I ain't gon' worry. Man, out there ballin', man, can you drop a 12 on my commissary? My family thinks that I'm a thug, homie. When you see my mama, man, give her a hug for me. And tell her, what love? Back. You gotta watch your back and play it well.
Play it
enjoy
well.
Myself when I was out there shrining, getting that mail. We used to kick it at the waterfront, the Hovelayo. Watching the perfect contest between E40 and Dale. That's what we did up under the bridge. Fools posted up, post chopping gang, conversating, getting toast up. Leaning against my Venus, convertible tops and boots the cleanest. Them click boys mobbing deep and cut, acting mean.
The good
shine, stay gone. Here in the can is my new home. Guess in order to do some right, I had to do some wrong. Picked up a package yesterday and I was happy. It was a box full of goodies from my pappy. Tripped me out, ain't seen or heard from partner dude yet. Sent me a picture and some petty thing to shed a tear. See, first you're bone, then you live, then you die.
Then you die.
One day soon I get another try. One love.
Thank you.
sell out in the stores? You tell me who flopped, who copped the blue drop, who jewels got popped, who's mostly dozy down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and shells full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World? Double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the Goldie sound. Can't hold me deep, hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like booty. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. When you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. All the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball stops. Never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now, what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Valet me, this is BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down spit. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Send holsters, girls on shoulders. Playboy, I told ya. Me and Mike to me, bruise too much. I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's like you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem. It just ain't where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, see, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Take my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, pizzack, black and plus, like Vizak, dangerous, on Trizak, leave your pizzack.
What is y'all? What's happening with this Worldwide Reaction Podcast? I'm your whole Hurricane Poet, y'all. Last night I done an interview. I had some time. I got to spend with Freddie Banger, y'all. And he putting it in some work, y'all. He putting it in some work, y'all. This one called The Scripture. For real, for real. Freddie Banger, y'all. Worldwide Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Hurricane Poet. Get it in.
Dear Lord, why you take my grandma this year? Why you couldn't wait till I got out of jail or the next year? Dear Lord, why I go through pain? Why I gotta hurt? Why I gotta get the homies painted on my shirt? Dear Lord, why you make a virus that we can't cure? Why is weed illegal but not alcohol and beer? One drug driver kill innocent people every year. Why when I pray to you, the devil's still in my ear? Dear Lord, why am I still feeling trapped? Even though I'm released from jail, I'm still feeling trapped. Dear Lord,
Why they make this world so cruel? Got beans and still showing Africa with no food. Dear Lord, why be cousin tell like that? If I was be cousin, I would have said don't worry about that. Go play football, you my cousin, you know I got your back. That's a shame how your own family gon' rap.
Dear Lord, I got some questions to ask you. Dear Lord, please forgive me for questioning you. Dear Lord, is life a test you put me through? Dear Lord, it's so much pain, I don't know what to do.
Dear Lord, did you really write the Bible? Did you really die for me and the 12 disciples? It's the reason I gotta die, cause Eve bit the apple. If I don't get to go to heaven, could I get a sample? Dear Lord, are you sure it's not hell where I'm at? I just wanna know the real, the truth and the fact. So much to accomplish, something hold me back. Why they paying you white if you really was black? Why is the jailhouse packed with so many blacks? Why they pick us up on ships and sell us off like crack? Dear Lord, why I gotta sell crack to survive? Mac Dre said it right, life's a, then you die. Only one life to live, so enjoy that ride. Cause it ain't no coming back when it's no sunshine. Dear Lord, I hope you really feel my pain. Cause it ain't my fault I got gangsta in my veins.
Dear Lord, I got some questions to ask you. Dear Lord, please forgive me for questioning you. Dear Lord, is life a test you put me through? Dear Lord, it's so much pain, I don't know what to do.
Dear Lord, I don't know what to do. My grandmother said, just leave it up to you. Put it in your hands. You'll guide me right through. Don't fear nobody, nobody but you. Dear Lord, I wanna thank you for the fam that I got. Everything was so perfect till my man got locked. Dear Lord, why you had to take Uncle Dante so soon, so quick, especially that way. Dear Lord.
My apologies, y'all. It's a Worldwide Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Hurricane Report, y'all. We're going to get back into some Freddie Banger, y'all. One last night, y'all, and it was something else. I was actually there for the inspiration. I was there for the landing down. I was there for the minute. I wouldn't let them go past the beat, y'all. When I heard it, I knew it was something. Freddie said he had something already to put on it. This is what became the scripture, y'all. Freddie Banger.
Dear Lord, dear Lord.
Kato, you way too dumb, kid.
Dear Lord, why you take my grandma this year? Why you couldn't wait till I got out of jail or the next year? Dear Lord, why I go through pain? Why I gotta hurt? Why I gotta get the homies painted on my shirt? Dear Lord. Why you make a virus that we can't cure? Why is weed illegal but not alcohol and pill? One drug driver kills innocent people every year. Why when I pray to you the devil's still in my ear? Dear Lord, why am I still feeling trapped? Even though I'm released from jail, I'm still feeling trapped. Dear Lord, why they make this world so cruel? Got beans and still showing Africa with no food. Dear Lord, why be cousin tell like that? If I was be cousin, I would have said don't worry about that. Go play football, you my cousin, you know I got your back. That's a shame how your own family gon' rap. Dear Lord, I got some questions to ask you. Dear Lord, please forgive me for questioning you. Dear Lord, is life a test you put me through? Dear Lord, it's so much pain, I don't know what to do.
Dear Lord, did you really write the Bible? Did you really die for me and the 12 disciples? It's the reason I gotta die, cause Eve bit the apple. If I don't get to go to heaven, could I get a sample?
Dear Lord, are you sure it's not hell where I'm at? I just wanna know the real, the truth and the fact. So much to accomplish, something hold me back. Why they paying you white if you really was black? Why is the jailhouse packed with so many blacks? Why they pick us up on ships and sell us off like crack?
Dear Lord, why I gotta sell crack to survive? Mac Dre said it right, life's a
here you die. Only one life to live, so enjoy that ride. Cause it ain't no coming back when it's no sunshine. Dear Lord, I hope you really feel my pain. Cause it ain't my fault I got gangsta in my veins.
Dear Lord, I got some questions to ask you.
Dear Lord,
please forgive me for questioning you.
Dear Lord,
is life a test you put me through?
Dear Lord,
it's so much pain, I don't know what to do.
Dear Lord, I don't know what to do. My grandmother said, just leave it up to you. Put it in your hands. You'll guide me right through. Don't fear nobody, nobody but you. Dear Lord, I wanna thank you for the fam that I got. Everything was so perfect till my man got locked. Dear Lord, why you had to take Uncle Dante so soon, so quick, especially that way. Dear Lord.
I'm here with y'all. It's the Worldwide Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Hurricane the Pope. We got some things for you folks. A little on further down the road, y'all. We got good feelings and some good folks and some good loving. You know. You know what? We're going to keep it on the real. You ain't never had a friend like me. Till the end of time, y'all. Let's go.
I was addicted to the dark side. Somewhere inside my childhood when this my heart died. And even though we both came from the same places, the money and the fame made us all change places. How could it be through the misery that came to pass? The hard times to make a true friend afraid to ask. A currency, but you can run to me when you need. And I never leave, honestly. Someone to believe in, as you can see. This small thing to a truth. What could I do? Real home self, you get through. And coming new, he do the same thing if he could. Cause in the hood, true homies make you feel good. And half the time, we be acting up. Call the cops, bringing a cease to the peace that was on my block. And never stopped when my mama asked me, will it change? Tell her, yeah, but it's clear I'll always be the same. Until the end of time. My heart says seem to scare all my sister's kids. So you know, I don't hang around the house much. This all night, money making got me out of touch. Shit, ain't blessed to smile in a long while. An unexpected birth, works of the ghetto child. My attitude got me walking solo. Ride all alone in my Lolo. Watching the whole world moving slow-mo. Five times disappear, listen to the ocean. Smoking poor state, my thoughts in the sack of roasting. Who can I trust in this cold world? My phony homie had a baby by my old girl. But I ain't tripping, I'm a player, I ain't sweating him. I think the sister had a mumble like a Mexican. This Mexican, no remorse, it was meant to happen. Besides rapping, only thing I did good was scrapping. Until the end of time.
Come and heal me once again.
Before I give my life.
conversate, but death row full of demonstrators. And in the end, drinking Hennessy made all my enemies envy me. So cold when I flow, eliminating easily. Fall to their knees, they plead for their right to bleed. I'm begging me to keep the peace. What I can see closer to achieve. In times of danger, don't freeze. Time to be a chief. Follow my lead. I supply everything you need. And out the game and the training to make a G. Remember me as an outcast outlaw. Another album out, that's what I'm about. More, getting raw to the day I see my casket buried as a G while the whole world remembers me. Until
Lord,
the end of time.
Take these broken wings. Reach your hands to come and heal me once again.
Until the end of time.